The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagigah Daf Zayin. We have the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Sugya, the Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds that a cotton is, you know, the father is mechuyev to be ma'alehim l'regel, mechuyev to bring him up l'ali l'regel. Even if he can't walk himself, he's mechuyev to carry him, even though he's eni hoylech b'raglov. And l'chayru, we discussed in previous shiurim that the gedorim of bringing up the child have to do with chinuch, which would tell us that even though it's something that he can't do by himself, he's not capable of walking up himself. Normally chinuch is training the child when he can do the mitzvah to do it properly. Here we have something else. We have the father is mechuyev to bring the child up, even though he can't perform the mitzvah properly by himself. The Gemara also has a hamin. So this is something that has to be figured out. Shitas Beis Shammai. Does it go with the Gedarim of Chinuch? Does it not go with the Gedarim of Chinuch? The second point to think about is the Gemara has a havaminu that Kotun, that's a summa, his father would be mechuyev to be malahim, would be mechuyev to be other regalim. Abaye answers, and I would have kol shem mechuyev b'deraisa. Anybody who'd be mechuyev midaraisa, he's mechuyev. Asuma is doch not mechuyev. Smell, the father's not mechuyev to bring him up. The father's not mechuyev to bring him up if he wouldn't be responsible by himself to come up if he'd be a godl. If he'd be a godl, he'd be a suma. Frekta Turev, and that even according to Beis Hillel, the chiyuv is only im oiches biad oviv. Means that maybe that point is telling him Beis Shammai Beis Hillel whether he has to be capable of coming by himself. Abaye says the point culture mechuyev b'deraisa. Frekta Turi Evan, even according to Beis Hillel, you can't legitimately say that only a child which would be mechuyev b'deraisa. I mean, if you say that the reason why Beis Hillel holds that he has to walk by himself, lemaisa, the shear of a cotton that you mechuyev to be on the regal with, that a father is mechuyev to bring up to Yerushalayim on Yom Tiv, is only the shear when he's oiches b'yarov, when he holds his father's hand. Not the shear when he can walk himself. Oiches b'yarov seems somewhat doimed, the Turi Evan says, to a zokin that has to walk on a mishenes. The Gemara says that if an older man that can't walk himself, he has to walk with a wheel, with a walker, with a cane. So that's not called that he's oyla. He's not oyla with his own kaiches. He's not mechuyev ali l'regel. The child has to be brought, and his hand has to be held in order to get him to walk up the mountain. It looks like he can't walk himself. Of course, we'll add that it would be possible to be miyashiv this kash al derech haposhut. Zokin, once his koiches leave him and he can't be oila unless he has a walker, that means he's incapable of walking. A kotlin, the fact that he has to hold his father's hand, not because he's physically incapable of walking, just because at his age he's not mature enough to want to concentrate on the task unless his father's helping him, maybe that would be a teretz to Turi Evan's kasha. But in any case, the point is a point. Their begidre chinuch l'chayru the mechiyuv to be mechanech cotton is only when the child can perform it. Before we had the din in sukkah, a few sugyas, when is a child mechiyuv to be menanea a lulav? When is he mechiyuv to take a lulav? When is yochel l'nanea? Of course, it's a big kashif nanuma d'rabbanan. How can that be a shir d'reiza? But in case when he can properly perform the mitzvah, that's when he becomes mechiyuv, and that's the way it is b'chol ha'teru kula. When is he mechuyev to listen to shofar? When is he capable of being in shul and listening to shofar without walking out in the middle? When is he mechuyev to sleep in a sukkah? He's mechuyev to sleep in a sukkah when he's in it tzorech li'imo. Even though the briskerov used to say that the Gemara doesn't say that he's potter because of chinuch concerns, the Gemara says pashas that he's potter because he's sleeping in a sukkah is mitztayer. If he needs his mother, it's not teishu came to do it. So that might not be a raya. But as a general rule, the oviv mechuyev lechanchei for every mitzvah, what age is appropriate? When is a child age appropriate for a mitzvah? When he's able to do that mitzvah, when he's capable. When is a child mechuyev to come to shul? When he's capable of sitting in shul and davening. When he comes to shul and he needs a lolly, he needs to run out, is that mechuyev? The idea of sitting in shul is an idea of divesting oneself of in Yonah Elam Hazeh, coming to shul, davening, being an Eved Hashem. When is a child responsible for that? When he's 4 or 5, hard to believe. The Shir should be somewhat older. So what are you going to say? If he's responsible enough and he's mature enough that he can come just for Shmoneh Esrei, so you're mechuyev, so you're mechanek to come for Shmoneh Esrei, maybe. Maybe each part of davening is a separate thing, but taking a lulav is only one mitzvah. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. How do we understand? We're trying to figure out, and on the one hand, chinuch would seem to indicate that the age when there's a mitzvah, so choyvas chinuch incumbent on the father is when he can be mechanechin, when it's age appropriate for him to be mechanechin that mitzvah properly. That would seem to indicate that chinuch is not just some type of educational, giving a child over a feel for mitzvahs, but the pshat is that chazal were mechayiv, same way a godel is mechayiv in mitzvahs, a kotn is mechayiv in mitzvahs derabonon, the father's responsibility is to make sure that the kotn does the mitzvah properly, the kotn has a chiyuv, the father's chiyuv to make sure the kotn is mechayiv is chiyuv, but what is the chiyuv? The chiyuv of chinuch, the chiyuv that's incumbent on the kotn, is to do the mitzvah. And this is a discussion we see the Gemara in Sukkah clearly says that if you want to give a child the lulav, then you have to give the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov. That should be lochem. He has to hold the lulav. What's the difference? Does he know? Does he yell on it? Not on it? Why do we have to give it to him and tell him about the din lochem? He's 6. He never learned the Mishnah in Sukkah. Let him be minanei the lulav without lochem. No, the kotn is mechuyev to be mekayem the mitzvah of lulav. Part of the mitzvah of lulav is a lokach lochem. He has to do the mitzvah the way the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is lokach lochem, that's the way he has to do the mitzvah. So it's not just the father has a chiyuv to educate his children that they should become used to doing mitzvahs, but there is actually a chalois choyvas kiyum a mitzvah incumbent on the kotn, incumbent on the father to make sure the kotn does the mitzvah. That's the simple way of looking at the chiyuv, the mitzvah derabonon, the chiyuv of a father to be mechanic his children. That's a chiyuv, a choyuv for the kotn to be mechanic the mitzvah. L'chor it's a gemar mufureshes. You say, what would be the other way of looking at it? That the father just, there's some type of process going on, training process to do mitzvahs. You have to do all the mitzvah, half the mitzvah. Who said you have to do the mitzvah with all the protein? The chakira seems to be mufureshes in Rishayim and Brachas Dav Chof. The gemar in Brachas Dav Chof talks about a kotn who ate a suda, and a woman that ate a suda. A kotn is mechuyev in benching the rabbanon al chinuch. Isha is mechuyev. The pasuk says v'chalav savata berachtos Hashem lekech alot atayv shenos alok. The Gemara learns out that a woman is not mechuyev in bitzam ozim deraisa because there's no oret atayv shenos alok. Women don't who deny yarshin eretz Yisrael. Women are mechuyev in bitzam ozim derabbanon. Children ketanim are mechuyev derabbanon. Kotn moitzi isha. If we say that the chiyuv of chinuch is not that it's a chiyuv to bench, it's a chiyuv to get the child into the swing of benching, then how could we say that a kotn and a isha are on the same level? A woman is zichah mechuyev to do the mitzvah properly, do the mitzvah with all the protein. A chiyuv is on the rabbanon, not the raisa. What we see from the Gemara is, and this is where Rashi and Tosfos learn that Gemara, is that the kotn has a chiyuv gomer to be mekayem the mitzvah on a level of the rabbanon. Noshim have a chiyuv to be mekayem that mitzvah, that specific mitzvah, vichsav ozah, on the rabbanon level. V'meila, a kotn and a isha, that hashava can be mitzvah ozah, a kotn cannot be mitzvah godel. A kotn could be moitzi a godel who didn't eat kedei sviyo. If one only eats a kazayis, he's not mechuyev benching deraisa, he's only mechuyev derabanan. A kotn can be moitzi. A kotn is a mechuyev in all mitzvahs on a level of derabanan. What age does he become mechuyev? The age when he can properly do the mitzvah. Because that's the whole choyev, is to be mechuyev the mitzvah properly. If he can't, then he is not mechuyev in that mitzvah. The Rabban over there in Brachas Dav Chof, the Ram brings in Megillah, says it's not shaykh, that's pshat the Gemara. A kotn cannot be moitzi isha. It can't be. A kotn not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Choyev is chinuch is to train him. L'choyev, that seems to be the machlokes. Oh, no. So what do we have? We have that Rashi and Tosfos, and that's the way we pass can see to understand based on the Gemara Brachas Dav Chof that choyev is chinuch is a choyev gomer to do the mitzvah. We have a Rabban that argues, but Rashi and Tosfos la loko is that choyev is chinuch is a chiyuv to be mekayem the mitzvah properly. Seems to be the pshat of the Gemara in Sukkah as well that we mentioned. The Achrayim, the Rizkirov, points out that in Nozid Av Chobches sounds somewhat different. Over there, the Gemara says that Oviv, Medirei Lenezirus, a father, learn out that a father can train his child in mitzvahs to take on certain aspects of Nezirus. Over there, it's not a chiyuv for the kotn to be mechayev in Nezirus. The word is that a father has a schus, a privilege, and a responsibility to train his child in mitzvahs. That's clear, that's the pshat mitzvah in the Gemara over there. Seems to be the second way of understanding chinuch. Says the Brisker Rav that obviously both of them are true. There are two distinct dinim in chinuch habonim. One is a training program, which agav is a lot harder because it's a lot more subjective. You need a lot more chokmah to do something that's subjective than to just give a list of do's and don'ts to ketanim. It's easy enough to train ketanim of do's and don'ts of what to pick up by the Shabbos table and what not. This you could do, this you can't do, this you must do, this you mustn't do. Training and giving, imparting an attitude and giving over a chinuch where a child wants to do mitzvah, a child functions comfortably in a system of Torah mitzvahs, of kiyum halakha, of limud Torah and so on, is obviously much harder. You need to be a much better parent to train than to command. That's Dvarim Pshutim. We find a makor to this type of double-edged din of chayvus habonim, chinuch habonim, Rabbeinu Menoyach, which is one of the perushim that's printed only on Sefer Zmanim. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Shvi'is also, which is the halachos of Yom Kippur, Peg Beis Halach Yud, he says that the Rambam is Gemara in the end of Yom that talks about choyvas chinuch on mechanchim l'shoyz, mechanch a child to fast till certain hours in the morning, kifi his age, and he says like this. He says the Rambam brings the din of being mechanch a child to fast shoyz. The Rambam's loshen is mechanchin es hakotan. After that, the Rambam says something else based on the Gemara. But listen to this: the Rambam first says the din mechanchin es hakotan. The fast 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. Then the Rambam says that a ben yud beis, a year before the bar mitzvah, ben yud beis or bas yud aleph, misane umashlem medivrei soifrim kidei lechanchin b'mitzvahs. It doesn't say on the father mechanchin es hakotan, the way chinuch l'shoyz is presented. It says that the child fasts in order that he should learn kidei lechanchin b'mitzvahs. What are two dinim over here? Why is the lashon different? Mamish the way we just said it. Rabbeinu Menoyach seems to be midayik that there's one din that the child who's capable of being mekayim any mitzvah, when he's capable of being mekayim that mitzvah, he becomes mechuyev midirabon to be mekayim that mitzvah. A ben mitbeis, a bas yud aleph, is capable physically of fasting a whole day. The halacha is he's mechuyev to fast Yom Kippur. He's mechuyev in mitzvah the same way he's mechuyev in all other mitzvahs. Mechuyev to fast. There's another din. Let's say he's not capable of fasting. 7, he's 8, he's 9, he's 10. He can't fast. He can't be mekayim the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. There's an inyan for the father to fear ein, to slowly train a child in the way of Torah mitzvahs on Yom Kippur. One doesn't eat breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning. It would be similar to the concept we tell our children on Tisha B'Av we only eat, you know, we only eat regular food. There's no treats on Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is a day when one doesn't have treats. What does it have to do with being mekayim the mitzvah? He's eating, right? But it's a chinuch l'mitzvah. That is the chiv of the father. That's not a choyv as haben. That's not a din in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's a choyv on the father to slowly train his children into a system of living of Torah mitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam calls the Lashon mechanchin as a cotton. It's incumbent on the mechanuch. That's a choyv as ha-mechanuch. Not a choyv as ha-mechunuch of being mekayim the mitzvah. Good. If that's in place, let's go back. There's two dinim and chinuch. Let's go back to our sugya. This that Abaye says, that anybody who's mechuyev to do a mitzvah midaraisa, that's who's mechuyev midarabonon, bikatnusoy, that's legabe the din of doing the mitzvah. A child's mechuyev to the other rego, or the father's mechuyev to make sure the child's the other rego, when the child is in a state where if he'd be a godly, he'd be mekayem the mitzvah. He'd be a mechuyev to mekayem the mitzvah. If he's a sumo, if he can't go beraglo, what's shy to talk about being mechanech in the mitzvahs? Well, I'm sorry, what's shy to talk about him being mechuyev in the mitzvah? If he's being gadol, he's not mechuyev. If he's a katan, he's mechuyev. That's what Abaye is talking about. When Abaye says, kol shem mechuyev begadlusa mechayev mechuyev begadlusa, that is another din. There's a separate din that a father has a chiyuv to fear his children, to be mechanech his children, to slowly break them, train them. Breaking is not a good term. To train them into a life of avas Torah v'yerushalayim, of being mekayim mitzvahs. How does one do that? One does that at the age appropriate stage, where the child can gain from that, where the child has a shaykhus, could have a gefil to that mitzvah, then we fear I'm the child to be mekai in that mitzvah. Is it better? What does it have to do with whether in Londres he'd be mekuyev begadlus? That's not the point. The point is to train a cotton into a lifestyle of Torah mitzvahs. So even if he wouldn't be able to walk, there would still be a chiyuv. That's how Beis Shammai holds that there's no tnai of that he could go up himself, even though a person, if he can't walk himself, is not mekuyev. But his father has a chiyuv to slowly, he's capable, he understands, he's 3 years old, he's four, can't walk up the whole mountain, but he can be held. He can appreciate what it means to go up the Har Hashem Yeroi, he can go visit the Rebbein Shlomo's house 3 times a year. If he can do that, then the father's mechuyev, it's the father's responsibility to train him in. That's why the two in Yonim have no shaks to each other. One is a chovas ha-mitzvah, and one is a chovas chinuch that's incumbent on the mechanuch to be mechayev. That's the two things that are going on here. That's the pshat Gemara. Rabbi Michael Feinstein, the Sefer Chagiga, the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav Zatzal, is miyash with this a difficult at best, rash in Erechin, Tabezim and Beis. The Rashi says over there that the Shir Choyvas Chinuch in Tkiya Shoifer, Shmiah, the mitzvah is Shmiah Kol Shoifer, the Choyvas Chinuch in the Shmiah Tkiya Shoifer is the same idea as Choyvas Chinuch. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Peis that we've mentioned. Tosfos asks the question, Rashi compares. Rashi says, what's the age? Age appropriate, Chovas Chinuch, like we have over here, the same age that he'd be able to fast Lashoyis. Tosfos says, what do you mean? We have a Mufushi Gemara by Sukkah, where it says that every mitzvah we train the child at an age appropriate time. The Pshat Rashi obviously is, certain mitzvahs have to do with performing an act. Taking a lulav, sleeping in the sukkah, are mitzvahs that are totally doing a maisa. The maisa that one does, when is a kot mechuyev in that maisa? When it's age appropriate, then you can do the maisa effectively. Yedel and anea lulav, that's when you can do that maisa effectively, because mechuyev to do that maisa. There are certain mitzvahs which are not totally in a maisa, certain mitzvahs that are totally in a state of being. The Shmoya Kol Shreve, interesting. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Chokhez that the mitzvah of Lishmoya Kol Shreve takes an extra level of kavana. Not a dry maisa that you can say when you can do the maisa, that's when he becomes mechuyev. There's a state of being which is called Lishmoya. It sounds like a maisa, but there's a something that's totally mekavana. There's a state of being where a person listens to Shreve. We all know when we listen to Shreve, we're not doing something. We're engaged in something. We are something. It's something that speaks to our being. It's not we're doing. You pick up a lulav, you can do it even theoretically without thinking. You can't listening to the Shreve, you can't do that abstractedly. That's something one does. What is? One right now is engaged in the mitzius of Lishmaya Kol Shreve. Well, there's no choyvas chinuch mitzad the maisa on a cotton. That's more just in general bringing the child into a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's the same thing as mechanchen l'shoyis. The dimin specifically is mechanchen l'shoyis. In Yuma are things where one is not training a child to do a maisa mitzvah. One is leading the child into a life of Torah mitzvah slowly, gradually. That's why Rashi compares the two. Mashenk and every other maisa, putting on tzitzis, a lulav, not even possible cholov, melach on Shabbos at an age appropriate time when the ma'isa could be done or avoided. That's when you become mechuyev. The experience is something where it's not a ma'isa. Experience is something which is a chinuch. Not so much in terms of the child performing that ma'isa, but in terms of the mechanuch being mechanuch the child to experience that experience. That is a mitzvah. That's subjective, and that's why the age is different than when he could effectively do the maisa. Theoretically, a 5-year-old child could effectively stand in shul and listen to 30 kailas. But when is he a lishmaya kol shayfer? When can he do that b'kavona? When can he experience tfiya shayfer? The age for that is older than when he can do the maisa. Well, that's why Rashi compares dafka over there to the Indian of choyva shoyis, because choyva shoyis is again the margiloi of age appropriate, getting him to experience a mitzvah. That's the dimyon of Rashi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.